Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, psychic healer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. I have an exciting announcement for you today. I've just announced my fourth book that comes out April 8th. It's called Secrets of Greek Mysticism, A Modern Guide to Daily Practice with the Greek Gods and Goddesses. The book is available to order on Amazon right now and all online retailers. And when you order the book, you also get a free workshop, as always with all of my books. This workshop is all about meeting your guardian god or goddess. So make sure to head to GreekMysticism.com to get all the details about that. I've been working on this book since 2020 and I'm so excited to share it with you. It's not a book about Greek mythology. It's a book about Greek theology, cosmology, and spirituality. So forget everything you think you know about the Greek gods and goddesses with all their vices and passions and how they fight with one another in myths. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the essence, the qualities, the virtues of the Greek gods and goddesses, how you can bring them into your life, how you can follow their guidance to manifesting your life and purpose. So once again, make sure to head to GreekMysticism.com to get all the details about that. In today's episode, we're talking about traditional Chinese medicine. And as usual, I'm gonna start with a story. I remember the first time that I saw a traditional Chinese medicine doctor. I was 19 years old and I had visited London for the first time to quote unquote visit universities. At least that's what I told my high school at the time, so I could get permission to travel. In reality, I just went shopping and I saw Les Mis for the first time and loved it. That was actually the first musical I ever saw. And while wandering around Chinatown with my cousin, we were stopped by a Chinese lady who seemed to be working at the shop behind her. And she asked, "Would you like a free Chinese medicine consultation?" And at that point, I'd never heard of TCM. And being the spiritual junkie that I was willing to give any alternative therapy a try. And I'm like, "Sure, let's do this." So I urged my cousin to join me as well. Now, I wasn't ready for what came next. Being used to Western medicine practices, I struggled to understand why the doctor spent so much time studying my tongue and asking questions about my diet and inquiring about my bathroom routines. So I was weirded out, to say the least. It wasn't until a couple of years ago that I discovered the true magic of TCM when my best friend Sargis decided to study it and made me his guinea pig. So we spent hours discussing Chinese culture, acupuncture, herbal remedies, and other healing modalities, all of which truly helped me make powerful positive shifts in my life. So hungry for more information on the subject, I thought I'd invite my friend and TCM practitioner Shireen Oberg to give us a crash course on this age-old practice. So specifically in this interview, you'll learn the differences between traditional Chinese and Western medicine, the main healing pillars of TCM, TCM's limits as to how it can help us, simple TCM practices that you can try right now, and how long it takes for it to work. Once you're done listening to the episode, make sure to come within your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group and let us know how you enjoyed it. Enjoy this episode with Shireen. Shireen is a yoga and meditation teacher, Reiki practitioner, and a licensed acupuncturist, Chinese medicine practitioner, and soon to be initiated priestess through Daughter of Ishtar. She has worked with channeling, healing, and spiritual awakening for many years, alongside holding a bachelor's degree in business and economics and a master's degree in global sexual and reproductive health and rights. She's now pursuing a degree in religious studies. She's on a mission to help others on their spiritual and healing path. Her book, The Law of Positivism, is a practical book guiding you to grow on all levels and live your highest potential. Shireen, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here with you, George.
I'm just reading through your bio and I'm seeing all the different things you've done. And I understand now why we get along and why we've been connecting so much over like on Instagram, because I'm also like, I call myself lovingly a masochist because I love learning all the time. And just, I finish one degree and I start the next one and then the next one and the next one. So yeah, kindred spirit, it's so lovely to be here with you. And I'm excited to talk about, well, you have so many things that you do, but I want to focus today on Chinese medicine. Now, I want to do an intro first and then I will kick off with questions. So the reason I've been interested in Chinese medicine is partly because of my best friend who's actually here with me today, and he's studying Chinese medicine right now. So he's been using me as his guinea pig, like acupuncture and asking me questions and talking to me about herbs. And I'm just fascinated by all things ancient spirituality and medicine. I know there is a connection as well between the ancient Chinese medicine with the ancient Greek medicine, which I'm very passionate about myself. So I thought it would be a perfect opportunity to have an introductory chat so we can introduce people to the magic of Chinese medicine. So before we get started, I want to hear a little bit about your own experience with and story to choosing to follow this path.
I love that. Thank you so much for the introduction. And so excited for you to have that connection with Chinese medicine, because it was really something that for me called me. I didn't know much about it. I had barely had, I think when I pursued studying, I never had an actual acupuncture treatment. I had learned about the philosophy behind it and just read about like that background and felt very connected to it. So maybe it's part of my past life or something, and also my ancestry, which has some Asian in there. And I just felt called to it because I had my own imbalances working, because we have also the similar background working in corporation and being under stress and all of that. And I was working a lot with my health and my cycles. So I got very interested in how holistic this approach was. And I did find my education in Stockholm, which was really a proper education. I actually started while I was working full time, and I could do my studies like on the weekends, but it's still like an intense education. And it was just like this opening. I had already done my energetic healing course, or like initiation into Reiki in Japan before that. So it was kind of taking it into the more physical and emotional and so much more holistic route. And that led me also into studying some Western medicine as well, which I hadn't before because I don't have that background. So that's how I got into it. And it really helped me, and it helped me understand most of all, like my own imbalances. It became very apparent what I needed to work with. And I started getting my treatments from my teachers. And acupuncture is part of it, but it's so much more, as you know.
Yes, it is so much more. And that's what I love about it. It's that it's so holistic. It combines different types of modalities that address body imbalances, energetic imbalances, mental imbalances. It's really like a whole lifestyle like modality. So let's talk about what is Chinese medicine and what are the differences between that and Western medicine? Because I think that's the number one question people ask.
And it's a very big question, but I would say that the way I see Chinese medicine, it's like seeing the wholeness of our being. So it's not only the physical body, it's our emotional body, our energetic body, our spiritual body, and it's connected with everything. It's connected with the principles of nature and earth, weather, seasons, but it's also connected to the universe and everything. So it's a very, like, it, you can go as high as you want with it. And it's a lifelong learning if you want to learn about how to work with Chinese medicine. But it's a truly holistic approach to health. And it's very much practiced as not something that only treats symptoms, but you go to the root of issues that you have, and they can be both physical or emotional or mental. It can be everything. And if you compare it to Western medicine, that is mostly looking at like once, like in our time now, we see the human body in compartments. And that's actually how our educations are also built. We're very much studying in silos, and we're not studying the whole picture. So if you study business, you are all into that. You're not studying philosophy or music. Maybe that's why we have that need to study and broaden, because that's like the natural way of putting things together in life. And Chinese medicine is preventative. So it's not like you have to wait until you have an imbalance to go. You are constantly able to work with something. Even if you feel completely fine and everything, there's always something that you can balance and work on strengthening everything from your immune system, your organs, your energy body, to stay away from getting imbalanced. Because in our body, when we have reached a state where we have a symptom, it's almost already too late. It's like too hard to get rid of it. So we don't want to reach to that state. So that's the biggest difference. And that, yeah, I mean, it's a big difference to go to a Western doctor and a Chinese medicine doctor. It's going to be two different types of treatment. Western medicine is great for a very fast and acute situations. Then you have that like healing from Western, and then the more Eastern traditions and Chinese medicine, it's definitely like looking at it in a long term and preventative.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Yes, I love that. And I remember I did a holistic medicine specialization, and the approach that we were taught, and this what I follow today as well, is that you always start with the less invasive modalities and then you progressively go more invasive depending on whether it worked or not. So from this perspective, I would then assume that Chinese medicine is more preventative and therefore less invasive. And then, but of course there are invasive strategies as well that you can use, like with acupuncture, for example, that have a more immediate effect. And then you progressively go more and more invasive where you would eventually go to, let's say, for example, Western medicine, if nothing is working out. But I love that it doesn't address the symptoms, just the symptoms. And it focuses on the whole body health, because you're right. Like when something goes wrong in our physical body, it's usually related to other things within the body and outside the body, energetically, mentally, et cetera. So if we don't take into consideration the whole picture, then we're not really healing ourselves. We're just addressing a short symptom until another symptom comes up. Now, I know in Chinese medicine, there are different pillars. Acupuncture is one of them. Can you please share those pillars so people can have an idea as to what to expect?
Yeah, definitely. So since Chinese medicine is so wide, and it's actually a very broad type of medicine, you have the first thing we might think is the acupuncture, which is the needles that are very not that invasive, very light and very thin, and does touch on different spots of the body which hold some type of energetic connected to different meridians, our energy channels connected to different elements and the organs. So these are really, I mean, if you're a person who's, for example, really stressed out, need to calm down, you need to release anxiety, for example, these physical needles really help you with that. You can, even if you have a hard time falling asleep, like sleep patterns or just needing to relax, these needles somehow anchor you, but it's also working on an energetic level. So you physically feel it, the body responds to that physical, like a little bit invasive thing that happens, and the energy goes there because the body can focus on that point. So that's what, like, that's the acupuncture. And you can also, let's say if you're really afraid of needles or for some reason you don't want acupuncture, there's also acupressure. You can have pressure on those specific points, and there's so many points on the body, and there's like the main ones, the big points that we usually use, like that can be like a basis. And then, but it's very I want to say that Chinese medicine is very individualized, so if you go to another type of medicine, maybe it's more like not tailored, like how Chinese medicine is always tailored. So there's like not one fit for everyone. It's more like, what does your body need? So you have acupuncture and acupressure, and then you have the other branch, which I would say is like a whole other like science, and it's the herbs. And that's like, even in my education, that was 3 years, like we didn't have time to go into the herbs. That should be like at least another 3 years to just study herbs. So you have that, and they can come in different form, but usually they're like powders that are mixed by the Chinese medicine practitioner exactly so it suits you, and they can be in boiled water and you drink it as a tea, and usually they're very strong, maybe not so tasteful, but you can feel, because the tastes also have an impact on our organs and our elements. So that's one part. Then you have like things like Tuina and Gua Sha that are more like massage, and you can use it for also different points or to eliminate certain pathogens from the body. So that's why a Chinese medicine practitioner could do the acupuncture and then maybe do the massage or Gua Sha, and also cupping. So you have like these glass cups that we use, light up a fire within, and then you put it quickly on a spot, for example, on the back, and it's that thing that happens there, which I don't know exactly how it happens, but it's physics. You put it on the skin, and then it's creates a suction, and that helps with circulation and to draw out pathogens as well. And then we have also moxa, which is like this herb that we can burn if there's some cold in the body. Then we put it on there and let it burn, so the herb, the heat goes into the body. So there's so, as you see, there's so much in one session. You can have maybe one or two of these, and you usually lay down for half an hour with your treatment. And it's a lot of also talking, actually, in Chinese medicine. So your Chinese medicine practitioner does always take time to talk and to give guidance. And then you have the complementary practices that you can do at home, like Qigong and all of breath practices, eye practices. So it's so holistic. I don't know where it ends.
Yeah, that's why I love so much about it. And I've been hearing you talk, and I've been like, bells were ringing, because I can hear my friend in the back of my head telling me about that herb. And I'm like, what do you mean you put the herb on your skin and you let it burn? I'm like, and now you're mentioning it. I'm like, oh yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
And Qigong as well, which I tried and I love as well. But also, like, I mean, Feng Shui is part of this Chinese culture as well. And I know it's not part of Chinese medicine, but it's kind of related, right? There is a connection there.
Exactly. It's like, then you're taking it a step further, for example, with foods you eat, what you get prescribed to, and then like the home you're in, the elements around you, the directions, because as I said, all of this makes sense. And then you have Chinese astrology, like it just goes out and out and out, and you can do so much. And of course, how we live and how we sleep and the directions we sleep towards and all of this, and the elements that we have at home, the items hold an energy, and all of that makes an impact on our health and well-being. So it's so big. Yeah, it's holistic.
And of course, we use it preventatively, but we can use it for, like, let's say, for example, we have a cold. There are techniques we can use. How long does it usually take for Chinese medicine to work? Because the reason I'm asking this question is because I hear so many times people tell me, oh, it doesn't work. Like, you need to like get a paracetamol and just like get it over with. Mm-hmm. But I know it works. It just takes more time because it works in different ways and more holistically. And from my opinion, it works even better eventually. So can you share a little bit about the process through which Chinese medicine works, the time it requires for it to work versus other types of medicine?
Yeah, so I mean, there are points and treatments that should work instantly, like you have a migraine or you're bleeding too much or anything. Then you have points that should like immediately stop it. with when it's a little bit acute. And then you have things where you really have to, what people don't understand is that it's not about going once and then it's all done. It depends on how chronic your state is. Like usually doing it at least once a week, getting treatment at least once a week, then I'm speaking about acupuncture, that's what's recommended. And I mean, you have to have patience. Some things have been brewing in your body for a long time and you need to rebalance. Then sometimes lifestyle changes needs to happen as well. So it's really, certain things do get affected directly. I've seen that. It can be like getting a cycle to come, or like things that was unexpected really happened really quickly. And then certain things need to be like retreated. But you have to have patience and know that when you go in, okay, you can try once and do that like once, but if you want to really heal, you have to have, it's not like a medicine that you take that synthetically does something to your body. And usually the things that people come for is usually also things that Western medicine can't help. So things where Western medicine says we can't do anything, we can only treat the symptom, not the root. And there can be chronic pains, there could be different like imbalances connected to our digestive system that is really like hard to pinpoint. That's why the diet is really important also in Chinese medicine. And that's never like, this is the one best diet. It depends on your constitution. So your constitution, and I mean, the weather you're in, the stress that you have, there's so much. That's why the talking part of the treatment is also important, and to get new perspectives.
Yes, because you're also addressing like psychological issues that may be coming up that are related to whatever physical condition you're going through. Exactly. Now, I'm curious whether there is a point that we can all try right now that can help us with acupressure. And I want to talk specifically around anxiety or stress, because this is something that we're all facing on a daily basis. Is there something we can do to calm ourselves down when we need to?
I really love the pressure in between. So on our third eye, that point is always beneficial, and you just press it in and you can hold for a minute. That is great for sleep, to calm down. It's a really powerful point, and anyone can do it. And you can even have, if you have something that is a little bit, sometimes you can have like a pen or something that is a little bit harder, you can use that, but not too hard, but just breathing also through it and focusing on that point. And we do that in meditation too, on an energetic level, right? So it's like a physical reminder. That point is really like, we use it a lot.
I love it. And it's so instant. I'm doing it right now. And like, with mindfulness, I can immediately feel myself calming down a little bit as well, which is great. Perfect. Now let's talk about your book and your card deck, The Law of Positivism. Can you show a little bit about what the intention is with the book and also the accompanied card deck?
Yeah, so the book is definitely, we have some Chinese medicine in there too. It's a book about, so it's called The Law of Positivism, Live a Life of Higher Vibrations, Love and Gratitude. And it is a book that addresses healing on a physical level, on a mental, emotional, energetic, and spiritual level. So it's actually a book about healing where I integrate what I've learned through yoga, Chinese medicine, but also Reiki. And it does address anything from anxiety, depression, to things that more has to do with past lives. So it's like everything that I've worked with the past 10, 12 years in there, and definitely very tangible practices, exercises, tips, tools. So it's not just about reading, it's about doing. So that book I published with Hay House 2021. And then I always had a dream that I wanted to do a deck that would help as well for healing. So I created and published this with Hay House, this Law of Positivism Healing Oracle. which also addresses our five layers, which is the physical, the, again, the mental, emotional, and we go higher and higher, energetic, and our spirituals. And they're very, they're 50 cards, and each 10 card addresses a level. So the blue cards are for mental healing, the more golden cards are for spiritual healing, and then we have the energetic ones, a little bit more purple. The physical ones are about the physical, the green ones are about the physical body, and then we have the pink ones for emotional healing. So these cards also give you an opportunity to work with your inner oracle, your inner guide, working with also spirit guides, of course, when you work with this type. And it's not about divination, it's about tapping into what you need right now. And through these cards, you also get a lot of tips and tools for how to work with whatever comes up. So in the descriptions in the book, it's practices, exercises, prompts, things that you can think about.
Yeah, and I love that it's a healing deck. Right. Well, it's a healing oracle deck. But again, you can use it as a healing tool, but also like as a divination tool if you want to like give readings as well. But then I love that you can use it in combination with the book, whereas, for example, you get a practice from the cards and then you can go to the book to like go into more depth and get healing from the card, from the symbolism, but also from the wisdom in the book. So I was wondering if you can give us a collective reading right now and give us a card like for everyone listening to this episode.
Yeah, I will do that. And I just want to say that the back of the card, this card deck has a lot of my Kurdish ancestry in it, used a lot of symbolism places. The artist for this deck, Lori Mena, she's been integrating my visions of also my Kurdish heritage. So on the back, exactly like you said, I just wanted the cards themselves to be healing. So I also added the Kurdish sun symbol, which is like a main thing in our spiritual culture as well. So I can definitely, if we close our eyes now and ask for some guidance, a card that can help us and everyone who's listening today for some guidance on healing. Yeah, and I actually drew the fourth card, which is, all the cards have an affirmation. This one is, I let the healing energy of my heart heal my body from any discomforts. So it's about our physical healing. And this card has that eye and the rose that is symbolizing like the heart consciousness. And you see the whales. So we have like that energy in it. And also the Kurdish partridge bird and some other symbols. So also the cards are great to meditate with, and the sacred geometry in there. But this card is definitely about letting the heart be a healing power for you. And when we lead from the heart, it will also help us to heal. Because sometimes when we hold something in our heart, also in Chinese medicine, the heart is so important. It can cause imbalances in the mind, in our thoughts, in our blood. Like there's so much connected to the heart. So this one is, you let the healing of your heart to release any discomfort from your body. So unconditional love and unconditional forgiveness. And then letting that pour in. Yeah.
So beautiful. And I love the eye within the rose, because it's like, it's this message and this invitation to see ourselves and the world through our hearts, because we're so focused, as you said, of looking at everything through our eyes and what's on the surface. But when we look through our hearts, then we see what's beneath that, and we find the underlying factors behind what's going on. Beautiful message. Thank you so much for sharing this with us, and thank you so much for sharing all your wisdom with us in this episode. Can you please let everyone know where they can get in touch with you and how they can get access to your book and card deck?
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much. And I'm on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, all Law of Positivism. And on my website, lovepositivism.com, you also have both the card and the book where you, and links to where you can find it. It's on the major online shops and Amazon. So I think it's easy to find. You can also search for my name. And I also recently published scientific article in my research around women's health. So that can also be found if you have through your institution, or I think it's also available that anyone who wants to read it can reach out to me. So, and I want to thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Shireen. It's been such a pleasure chatting to you both on Instagram and here as well. And thank you so much for sharing your magic with us. All the links will be available in the show notes below. So make sure to go check them out, and wishing you a lovely rest of your day. Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life purpose.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.